This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. It's 5 o'clock, that's what it means. And it's Friday. Thanks for hanging out, appreciate it. Everybody excited, happy, fired up? I mean, Rashawn, Gary.
I'm fired up to use my snowblower Savage.
Man, come on.
I'm fired up.
Nobody is agreeing with you on that. Like, nobody in this area is happy.
I've seen people on Twitter.
Yeah, what else?
They're excited about having one more snowfall.
People on Twitter lose their minds too.
No, it's on the fan Twitter account.
Oh, okay.
Fan Twitter.
Oh, okay.
People that we follow on Twitter.
Wow. People over there, Dan.
That's crazy. Yeah, there's like nothing out. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I'm excited for the snow because then I can think that it can kill some of my allergy buzz that I've been going for the last couple of days.
That's a lot of people,
Yeah, that would be nice. 414-799-1250. You want to react to Rashawn Gary or Darnell Savage Jr., the picks last night. 12th and 21st pick overall, Gary. What was the feel like for you guys at the Q Club of Wisconsin last night?
Well, kind of a mixed emotion. Blah, blah, blah. No real true excitement. I mean, I think everybody realized the potential that this guy has. I mean, we understand that. But we're tired of drafting injured players because we know what that has done to the Green Bay Packers in years past. These guys can never stay on the field. They're never available for you. See Kevin King, same injury. Those labor injuries are tough, especially when you've got a defensive lineman or outside linebacker where he's got to stand up, just imagine this, and hold a point and try to swim or get over. Those things just never – and cornerbacks are the same way. The cornerbacks, they got to get their hands up on guys. And every time you do that, you pull that thing out of joint. And so – I recognize the potential. We'll have to see how this plays out. We just had Jim Brandstetter on, the voice of the Michigan Wolverines, and Jim just said, we don't have it played back, but Jim just said, yeah, we think he's going to need surgery.
That's crazy.
And if that's the case, here's what's going to happen. You can almost tell you how this is going to play out. Week three or four, he ain't at practice.
They'll taper him off quickly.
Yeah.
Those labrums are...
Just have the surgery now if you need it. He said, if they have it, it'll be right for camp.
This is what Kevin King should have done, and they didn't do it. He should have had it before he came. And they're not going to do that because they're not going to risk him not being ready for the season. They need him at pick number 12. We need you ready to go now.
We also need you at camp. We need you there for everybody to take pictures of.
Brandstetter said it'd be a minor surgery, be ready by camp.
Yeah, no one knows once you get in there. So they're going to trot him out there and see if he can play all year with this thing. It's going to be a mess. And Baby Tosh, you're right. As soon as you see that joker with the chain coming down, with the arm sleeve on or whatever.
Where it's wrapped around the bicep.
He can't pick it up. You know. It's coming.
Sparky, what were your reaction to Rashawn Gary and Darnell Savage Jr.? The trade up, giving up 2 fourth-round picks to go get Savage at 21.
Anybody listens to this show knows that Gary and I did not want Rashawn Gary. We've been saying that for
three weeks.
It's very true.
We didn't know why.
We all kind of said, nah.
But my thing is, I don't necessarily think he's going to be a bust for sure, but I do think it's a boom or bust pick. Like, it could turn out to where he's an absolute stud, or he could just disappear, I think, part of it. Really good run guy, but never really developed into that pass rush guy. So I guess that's my thing. Or it could turn out to be that home run pick. I don't dare compare it to Giannis, but it could be one of those type deals where he could be a perennial Pro Bowler, and we look back and go, wow, what a pick. Has he stayed healthy the whole time and everything else? The athletic ability and the talent is there to be a top 12 pick. There's no question about it. Everything else that goes along with it, I'm a little bit concerned about. So we'll wait and see how that plays out. Trade him for Savage. Like I said before, nobody was talking about this kid until the last 5 to 6 days leading up to the draft. And then all of a sudden, everybody said, oh, the new hot name everybody's talking about leading up to the draft is Savage. We had Chad Ryder on from NFL.com. He said, well, just because everybody wasn't talking about it doesn't mean he wasn't high on draft boards to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Very well could be. So we'll see how this whole thing plays out with him. Comparisons I've seen to Nick Collins, comparisons to Bob Sanders from the Colts as far as the ability to be a big hitter and play back there in coverage.
Bob Sanders.
Well, he's Bob Sanders.
Bob Sanders, one of my favorite players growing
up. Take that.
Yeah, and he rattled his brain 100 times and couldn't stay on the field.
Right, but we'll take it.
Well, sure, if he can stay on the field.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. Can he stay on the field? He's
Bob
not that.
Bob Sanders is just too small.
So is this dude. This dude's probably as small as Bob Sanders.
But I'll
dude.
Take Bob Sanders. I get it.
I understand what you're saying. So that's another one. So those are your two guys, and you gave up 2 fourth-round picks in order to move up to take this dude. And the only team that they thought was going to take this dude were the Colts, who ended up trading back into the second round because Ballard, the general manager, didn't think the value was as good in the first round as what he could get in the second round, so they got 3 second-round picks. Now, that brings us to tonight, and that's the other lane, correct, Baby Tosh?
Yes. Who do you want tonight?
Okay, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Don't forget Bart Winkler coming up tonight along with Ryan Horvath. They'll have more draft coverage at 6 o'clock tonight here on The Fan. I'm going back. I'm trading back. I'm not staying here. I'm out. I'm going backwards. 5 to 10 spots if I can find a dancing partner, and I'm going to try and recoup my 4th-round pick. That's what I'm going to do. So I'll go back from 44 to, 49, 50, 51, somewhere in that area. There's enough talent on the board right now based on what I'm seeing in these mock drafts. I'm looking at one from Elvin Silva from RotoWorld. There's so much talent still on the board here in the second round, they will be completely fine moving back and still getting a good player and then recouping one of those 4th-round picks that they lost.
There really is just a ton.
There's a lot of
talent around here. And, Gary, one guy last night that I was just stunned was going, I tweeted out when the Packers are on the clock at 12, I love Juwan Taylor. I thought his film was outstanding. Tackle from Florida, big dude, mauler. And like Stevie said about Darnell Savage Jr., you didn't really hear anything until he starts falling of why he was falling, that he possibly has a knee, possibly has a back, possibly decided at the worst possible time when you know that you're going to go top 15 to start hitting the Krispy Kremes a few too many times.
Oh, yeah, that hurt.
Like, these moves are so up and down. And how many people asked you yesterday about DK Metcalf?
Well, I already knew about DK Metcalf. When you have a significant injury to your neck, that's a significant injury.
And people thought that guy was going to go in the top 15.
Well, they did. Because he worked out at Combine like crazy.
Right, and he had like
But you still got a neck.
Tenths of a body
Still
fat
got a neck, percentage. Man.
Yeah, you only get one. That's something that you can't redo.
Come on,
you
Carl.
Can redo a labrum. You can't necessarily redo a neck. I'll tell you that much right now. 414-799-1250. Live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. You can react to Rashawn Gary and Darnell Savage Jr. Also, who do you want tonight? Everybody's got their name. Who do you want tonight? I promised Brewers News, Sparky, for you, as you'll be doing the Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin On Deck show coming up here at 5:30. You'll get all the lineups and everything for the game that might not happen. This from Tom Hardicourt on Twitter. All sorts of pitching news for the crew. Junior Guerra expected to rejoin the club off the bereavement list from Venezuela tomorrow in New York. Freddy Peralta, he's on the injured list recovering from a shoulder issue. He will pitch Saturday in a minor league rehab stint with Class AA Biloxi. If that goes well, he's expected to rejoin the Brewers after that. The third part of this from Tom Hardicourt. Jimmy Nelson has been freed from extended spring training and will pitch in a minor league rehab stint with the Missions. Triple A San Antonio, is where Jimmy is going to start on Sunday. So it's a big weekend. You get Freddy Peralta, Corbin Burns pitching in San Antonio tomorrow, and Jimmy Nelson pitching for San Antonio on Sunday.
Yeah, it's good. Let's get him back in the rotation. That's fine with me. Nelson and Peralta, let's roll.
And Gio Gonzalez too. Still is not officially a Milwaukee.
Where you at?
Chilling.
Yeah, they're expecting them to come to New York, I guess.
I had heard some rumblings about Sunday, maybe.
Then they're going to have to cut somebody off a 40-man and a 25-man.
So I don't know.
I wish I knew.
When did this happen? Like Monday or Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. That's when the rumor broke that he was going to be a Brewer. But
okay.
Maybe they're waiting to sign or making for all the roster moves to make sense. If you got all these guys that are getting ready to come up and you got to make moves with Junior Guerra coming back, they've got to play the puzzle game the right way here in order to get him in there. Like I said, I heard rumblings that he's going to pitch Sunday, but we'll see.
And what that means, Gary, I can tell you this for what that means is they're going to burn somebody out, make him pitch for the next like 2 or 3 days, and send him down, and then sign Gio.
Okay,
they'll figure it out that
they're
way.
Burn somebody out.
They'll burn somebody out. They'll let him go out there, pitch for about 4 innings in 2 days, and
burn a joker out.
Then send him out to San Antonio, where he could then watch some DirecTV if he has Sight and Sound Solution.
Yeah, sure.
Burn him out.
Okay, Sight and Sound Solutions. AT&T.
Isn't that a nice way to put it?
You just burn him out, guys.
AT&T and DirecTV for as low as $85 a month with Sight and Sound Solutions. Plus, you get the choice package, which includes Fox Sports Wisconsin, plus the draft's going on, NFL Sunday ticket, no charge for the upcoming football season, and $200 in Visa cards. But wait for it, Sight and Sound Solutions can even do more for you now. That's right. Allen just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Sight and Sound Solutions now can offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones. If you want it, they got it. Basically, the entire lineup of AT&T services. It doesn't get any better than that. And if you're an existing customer, don't worry. He's got you. If you feel your package deal could be better, well, maybe they can help you there too. Wouldn't you rather call a 262 number and talk to Al, the local guy that's been doing this for over 15 years? Of course you would. Sight and Sound Solutions is a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today. 262-754-1500. 262-754-1500.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 414-799-1250 is the phone number, live at 105.7fmthefan.com. If you ever want to get
in touch
with the program, if you want to get in touch with the Jewelry Center, my man Gary Ellerson's got your way.
My good friend's the Jewelry Center. Dean Murray.
Best case.
He's the owner. I like it. You know what? I like a guy who owns his business that's always there. I mean, I do. I mean, because you know that he has his personal care, his personal touch.
That's Dean the Dream.
You know, of his... What he's trying to do and what he's trying to get accomplished over there. And guys, my good friend Dean Murray, if you're shopping for jewelry somewhere else, I'm guaranteeing you, you're paying too much money. You need to go by and see my good friend. When you walk in, it's much like all the other ads that I do. Go talk to the guy, Dean Murray. He's there. Ask for him. When you walk in the door, tell him Boys from the Big Show sent you, or Gary sent you. When you do that, it'll guarantee you a significant discount on anything that you want to buy in that store. Anything. But ask for Dean, and they'll help you out. And don't be alarmed when you walk in there and there are people there, because the reason why there are people there is because people know that they go there to get good deals. And they know where to go get the good deals at. So if you're looking to get the most money for old gold or jewelry, Dean Murray's going to do that. He's going to give you cash on the spot. And if you're looking to get yourself a little trinket or something, or buy your significant other a little trinket or something, my good friend Dean Murray can help you out. 76 and Layton Plaza. In Brookfield, off Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building, right there on the second floor, in a new location in Burlington, Wisconsin. Now, you asked, well, Dean's got 3 locations. Where's he going to be? Well, I guarantee you that most of the time, Dean's going to be the location on 76 and Layton, because that's the first one. That's his baby. That's where he's always going to be.
That's his baby.
Go check him out today. That's Dean Murray at the Jewelry
Center. Got a whole handful of Tootsie Rolls.
Yes.
There you go. I got a little nugget here from Kent Lee, who goes by at MathBomb on Twitter, writer for Pride of Detroit, contributor to Inside the Pylon.
Okay.
Says, after some research initiated by Zach Cruz and expanded in scope by Peter Bukowski and Ian Kenyon, we found something interesting. Rashawn Gary is the heaviest player at 277 pounds to have run a 40-yard dash below 4.6 at either the combine or their pro day since 1987.
Right, that's why I said his. That's why I said his pro day. Look at his numbers; they are off the charts. Steve.
Stupid good.
Well, Savage too. So did we draft guys based on pro day numbers?
Well, I mean,
combine numbers?
They have production.
Yeah, Rashawn Gary's a workout warrior.
Yeah.
What about Savage? Savage is getting drafted where he is because he ran a 4.3.
Right. Well, a lot of these
guys
are.
If he runs a 4.4, he's not going to
21. A lot of these guys are. Well, I mean, if you look at Ron Wolf, made a living out of that.
Yeah.
That's a Ron Wolf, the Oakland Raiders way. That's all they did.
I'm not mad about either pick.
We'll see, though.
We'll see.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it. We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what they do tonight.
Right. Yeah. We'll see what they do tonight. And then we'll see you back here Monday at 2 for the Wendy's Big Show. A lot of thanks today. Jeff Ehrman, publisher of Maryland's 24/7 Sports. Bob McGinn, Sean Grandy, the Celtics play-by-play man. He was great previewing the second round, Bucks and Celtics. Chad Ryder of NFL.com. Jim Brandstetter was tremendous. Go back to 105.7FMTheFan.com, Fan On Demand, and listen to Jim Brandstetter. That's a football guy. Amen. And our guy Ryan Wood, PackerNews.com, and the Green Bay Press Gazette joined us all today on the Wendy's Big Show. You missed a second of it. John Paul's Buick GMC On Demand. Bayview Shane Line postgame show after a game. If it happens, Sparky's next with the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.